There's a consciousness reading these words right now. It's been with you every single day of your life, yet you've probably never given it a second thought. Look at a childhood photo of yourself. Perhaps you're 5 years old, missing your front teeth, grinning at the camera. Now look in the mirror. Your body has completely transformed, yet something remains utterly unchanged. The awareness witnessing both images. This is the radical starting point of inner freedom. You are not what you observe, but the observer itself. Everything you experience follows a subject-object relationship. You are always the subject perceiving objects, your body, your thoughts, your emotions, the world around you. Science reveals we're not even directly perceiving reality. Light bounces off objects, hits our photoreceptors, travels through our nervous system, and gets rendered as mental images inside our consciousness. We're watching an internal movie, not touching reality directly. The spiritual journey isn't about finding yourself. It's about recognizing you've always been the self, the unchanging awareness behind every experience you've ever had. The moment unfolding before you is completely impersonal. Like the 99.99999% of the universe you're not looking at. We make moments personal by dragging our preferences into them. The moment isn't bothering you, you're bothering yourself about it. Consider the cosmic journey that brought this moment into existence. About 13.8 billion years ago, all matter compressed into a space smaller than an atom before exploding outward in the Big Bang. Stars formed heavier elements through nuclear fusion. When massive stars died in supernova explosions, they scattered these elements throughout space, eventually forming planets and you. Every atom in your body was forged in these cosmic events. You are literally stardust contemplating itself. This reveals the absurdity of personal judgment about reality. Disliking traffic is like disliking Saturn's rings. Both are simply the universe unfolding according to natural laws. True surrender isn't giving up the world, but accepting it completely while releasing our judgments. Each moment is uniquely yours, a gift from creation that required billions of years to manifest and will never exist again. Your mind is a field where thoughts exist, a space science cannot measure, yet you experience directly. It's not the thoughts themselves, but the space where they arise, like clouds in an empty sky. Buddhists call this empty mind, formless, still, with enormous potential. Your personal mind develops through like and dislike. When consciousness fixates on particular mental objects, a childhood rejection, a moment of humiliation, overwhelming joy, it prevents them from passing naturally. This concentration freezes forms in the mind. Resisting uncomfortable experiences and clinging to pleasant ones keeps mental patterns stuck. These stored impressions, called samskaras in yogic science, build like sediment layers. Unlike normal memories, samskaras are suppressed experiences you couldn't handle, the entire package of sensory input, emotions, and thoughts locked in your mind. Your psyche operates like a complex program running on these samskaras, creating an alternate reality that competes with incoming experience. The world becomes a Rorschach test, neutral atoms unfolding before you that trigger stored patterns, making objective observation nearly impossible. Your heart speaks in vibrations, waves of feeling flowing like a river. Here's the liberating truth. You are not your heart. You're the experiencer of it. When love emerges, you're experiencing love bathing you, not becoming love itself. Love is internal energy from your own heart, not something others create. When we project love source outside ourselves, relationships become possessive, leading to jealousy and dependency. Emotions arise when your core energy hits internal blockages, like a stream disturbed by rocks. When energy flows through your heart to another person, a real connection forms. Your heart opens because someone's qualities create a pathway around your blockages. Though beautiful, the original samskara remains, making you dependent on that person. If they leave, you'll feel the underlying fear again. This is human love, conditional, fragile, beautiful, and heartbreaking. The greatest secret is removing blockages rather than bypassing them. Without restrictions, love flows constantly, becoming your core state, independent of anyone or anything.
The most meaningful question about your life quality isn't what you own or where you live. It's how you feel inside. We spend countless hours adjusting our environment, relationships, and circumstances like anxious thermostats, working to maintain an acceptable inner state. These patterns, samskaras, are deeply embedded psychological imprints formed from resisted past experiences. Childhood rejection creates hypersensitivity to abandonment. Financial instability breeds excessive hoarding despite later abundance. These samskaras don't just influence us, they control our lives, arising spontaneously and compelling us to frantically arrange external situations for internal comfort. Most people list material desires when asked what would make them enjoy life, a beachfront house, the perfect partner, a prestigious career. But deeper examination reveals the truth. If you achieved the perfect wedding but discovered your spouse was cruel, would that marriage fulfill you? What you actually wanted was the experience you believed marriage would provide: love, security, companionship. What humans truly desire is a constant inner state of love, beauty, and inspiration, not the external circumstances we mistakenly believe will provide them.
You face two choices: spend your life trying to make the world match your samskaras, or dedicate yourself to releasing these limiting patterns. Three approaches help navigate daily challenges. First, positive thinking. Replace automatic negative thoughts with intentional positive ones. Stuck in traffic? Practice gratitude instead of fuming. Second, mantra. Train your mind to repeat a word or phrase until it becomes a background layer of consciousness, creating peaceful mental space when disturbed thoughts arise. Third, witness consciousness. Simply notice you're noticing what the mind does without interacting with it, like watching clouds pass. Release stored pain through consistent practice, starting with simple daily disturbances. These situations create inner disturbance for no good reason. Instead of complaining about heat, use your higher mind to marvel at warmth from a star 93 million miles away. Better yet, relax and release past the disturbance entirely. When experiences pass completely through you, they become part of you without leaving scars. You learn without creating samskaras, transforming potential trauma into wisdom. Meditation creates space between you and your thoughts, allowing conscious responses rather than automatic reactions.
Most people either suppress overwhelming internal energies or express them outwardly, clinging to external validation, relationships, respect, status, like drowning swimmers grasping for support. This dependency creates vulnerability. Even imagining losing these supports triggers disturbance. By midlife, many realize they're only conditionally okay, dependent on uncontrollable circumstances. Suppression blocks inner energy. Expression wastes it. The highest path is transmutation, using energy as a positive force to cleanse blockages. When energy tries to release, don't push it down or blow off steam. See it as an opportunity to remove the blockage. Inside, you have no constraints. You are pure consciousness with complete dominion over mind and emotions. Once you stop drowning inside, a new life becomes possible. As blockages release, energy flows freely and you feel happier. Like particularly good days, except now nothing special is happening. You feel love simply because the sky is blue. The highest life comes when every moment is better for encountering you. A spiritual life means never acting from personal reactive energy. Don't seek higher states. Remove blockages, and deeper meditation comes naturally. Use everything to let go of what stands between you and freedom. Your life is happening now.